Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends.
Parshat Kedoshim, Leviticus 19:1 through 20:27. Blood on our tongues. Parshat Kedoshim is only 2 chapters long, but this small parsha mentions an impressive total of 51 mitzvot, commandments. Many are what might be considered ethical or moral laws, which seem to stand out as natural and self-evident laws that are present within any society. Laws prohibiting stealing, oppressing one's neighbor, or showing favoritism in court, for instance. There are also laws regarding honest business dealings, laws against adultery, and honoring the elderly. However, one commandment is particularly interesting. You shall not go around as slanderer among your people, and you shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19:16. In the second half of the verse, the English Standard Version reads, "You shall not stand up against the life of your neighbor." However, the original Hebrew says, "Lo ta'amod al dam re'echa," or "Do not stand against the blood of your neighbor." The King James reads more like the literal Hebrew, saying, "Neither shalt thou stand against the blood of thy neighbor." How are we supposed to understand this passage? What does it mean to stand against the blood of our neighbor? When understood in isolation, the simple meaning of this passage is to not remain idle when someone is in trouble. If we know the life of another is in danger, we are responsible to take action to ensure that they are free from harm. This understanding can be applied in a number of ways, but it is particularly applicable when another individual threatens the safety of others. We must work to defend those whose lives are in harm's way. Another interpretation of this passage is taken from the context and the language of the passage. Or HaChaim, or Chaim ben Moshe ibn Attar, a popular Moroccan Jewish commentator of the 18th century, understood this passage in connection to the first part of the verse, which prohibits slander. The plain meaning of the Torah is a warning to each individual not to become a vehicle for potential defamatory information about a second party. How does one prevent this? By not revealing any information, even innocent information, in the hearing of anyone who might use this information or part of it and turn it into something defamatory. If that were to happen, then the person who merely related the original harmless-sounding story shares part of the guilt. Or HaChaim on Leviticus 19:16. There's a saying, "Loose lips sink ships." Or HaChaim's commentary is congruent with this saying. Sometimes we innocently relay information to another person that we have no business discussing, and it turns into a big mess and damages relationships. We must keep Yeshua's stern warning in mind to prevent this from happening. He said, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak." Matthew 12:36. We must take him seriously. Other rabbis take this a step farther and say that the blood in this passage is the blood that surfaces in the face of someone who has been publicly humiliated. Someone once told Nachman Bar Yitzchak, "Anyone who humiliates another in public, it is as though he were spilling blood." Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said to him, "You have spoken well, as we see that after the humiliated person blushes, the red leaves his face, and pallor comes in its place, which is tantamount to spilling his blood." That's Bava Metzia 58b. In other words, slandering someone is on par with shedding the blood of one's neighbor. How can we make this comparison? Isn't murder a much more heinous crime than gossip and slander? How can this be? One of the reasons this association is made is that when a person is murdered, his suffering ceases. However, when one is slandered, his suffering continues on. It is as if he were a walking dead man. It is a serious matter that Hashem despises. For instance, the psalmist proclaims, "Whoever slanders his neighbor secretly, I will destroy." Psalm 101:5. Ezekiel also connects slander with bloodshed, saying, "There are men in you who slander to shed blood." Ezekiel 22:9. On whatever level we understand this passage, we must realize that speaking badly against our brothers and sisters, particularly those who call themselves by the name of our Master Yeshua, is a serious offense, and those who commit such acts will not be acquitted easily. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law, that is, the Torah. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. James 4:11. May we be heedful of our words and speak only those things that are edifying to our brothers and sisters, so that we will not inflict injury to anyone, and that the world may recognize us as true disciples of our Master Yeshua.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.